This is a different game altogether. A Ted Lasso fic, written by Gnen and read by KLB. Summary. With AFC Richmond having a genuine chance of winning the Premier League, tensions are high among the coaching staff. Luckily, Beard and Ted have found a way to relieve the tension. Given that Roy is tense as well, Ted invites him over for a beer. They might actually win the whole fucking thing. It was pure bliss at first, win after glorious win, and Beard's joy only increased after their fifth win of the season when he fell into bed with his best friend of nearly 30 years. It had been unexpected, for sure, but somehow familiar, too, making a strange kind of perfect sense now that they were both finally single and happy and nothing was standing in their way. And it's still good now, at the tail end of the season. But with each win comes the added pressure of coaching a team that might make history. They found a system, though, that takes the pressure off considerably. Beard needs someone beside him to fill the space Jane left, needs the comfort and care and the release that only Ted can provide for him. Ted just needs to know he can take care of people. Just needs to please, just needs to be congratulated on a job well done. That last part is easy. Ted does the job so well. They're not the only ones affected by the burden of victory, though. Beard has noticed that Roy's been on edge lately, all that pressure getting to him, no doubt reminding him of his Chelsea days, when he was on the player side of things, knowing his team was counting on him to lead them to Premier League wins and FA Cup finals. Tonight's been especially bad, and Roy's been carrying all his tension around the way he used to when they first met 2 years ago. So, even though all Beard wants to do is make up some excuse for him and Ted to sneak off together, taking his chance to relieve his own tensions, he doesn't, not even when it's nearing midnight and the pub is closing anyway. Ted's the one to suggest they all get a final beer at his place. It's not something they haven't done before. Ted lives close by, after all, and his apartment has become a kind of second clubhouse to their little close-knit band of coaches. More so for Beard, who's made a habit of sleeping over lately, a fact Roy hasn't been made privy to. Roy agrees easily, and Beard doesn't have to agree at all. Ted knows he would follow him anywhere. In the kitchen, Ted, ever the good host, hands Beard and Roy a beer each before opening his own, and when he takes that first sip, Beard is mesmerized by Ted's lips closing around the mouth of the bottle, Ted's tongue flicking at a stray droplet of beer, Ted's hand riding up the neck, wiping away the condensation. He hadn't expected Roy to be equally mesmerized, but that would certainly appear to be the case. And when Ted asks Roy how he's holding up, Roy half stumbles over his words, clearly caught off guard, his eyes still fixated on Ted's mouth. Huh. Beard can't help churn through the slew of thoughts suddenly entering his head, thinking up possibilities he's never even dared consider before. How about you, Coach? Ted asks Beard. What's kicking around that noggin of yours tonight? Beard doesn't hide the hunger in his eyes as he answers, Take a guess. Ted looks a little frantic at that, stutters and fumbles with his bottle, spilling a considerable bit of beer down the front of his polo shirt. Let me get you a clean shirt, Coach. Beard reaches out his hand. I'll put that in the hamper for you. Ted stutters a little again, but dutifully does as he's told, raising his arms and letting Beard remove his polo shirt for him. Roy just watches them quietly, no snarky comment or insult to be heard. He must be down bad. Undershirt too, Beard tells him, and Ted must know he's right, the beer stain obvious on his chest, darkening the fabric. But Ted still hesitates, so Beard tries to settle his worry a little, voice calm as he tells him, "It's okay, coach." Ted nods then, allowing Beard to pull at that final layer, brushing his fingers against the hairs on Ted's belly. He may or may not be taking his time with it on purpose, giving Roy more of a show than he bargained for. Ted sucks in a breath at the touch, and Beard wonders if he senses something in the air that makes him nervous. Had it been someone else, he might have chalked it up to Ted being shy, but Ted's always been confident about his body. Even back in college, eons before men were supposed to talk about that stuff, he had made a point of addressing body image issues head-on in the locker room. "It's just a body, after all," he'd say. "People ought to be proud of it, comfortable in their own skin." Beard has a few Polaroids from those years stashed away between the pages of his copy of Wooden's Pyramid of Success that would have proved that point rather nicely, if he had any intention of ever showing them to another living soul. Roy seems intrigued, if anything, Beard determines, before bundling up Ted's clothes and heading for the bedroom. Judging from the look on his face, it doesn't look like Roy thinks Ted's got anything to be embarrassed about either. Beard finds a clean t-shirt easily, intimately familiar with Ted's closet by now, but he waits a few moments anyway, wanting Ted and Roy to settle in a little before he makes his next move. When Beard finally heads back, he finds that they've moved to the living room. Or rather, Roy has, sitting comfortably on the couch, leaning back, while Ted is still idling by the archway leading into his kitchen, picking at the label of his beer bottle. "Thanks a bunch, coach. I appreciate you," Ted tells him with a soft smile aimed at the t-shirt in Beard's hand. Beard almost feels guilty denying him, but he has other plans, clutching the tee a little tighter as he sits down on the couch next to Roy. Roy eyes Beard, raising a brow, but doesn't speak. Coach? Ted asks. "You can have it after." Beard means it. Knows Ted is fully aware of the rules by now anyway. Ted gulps, realization slowly dawning on him. Or maybe he already knew this was where the night was heading. Maybe he just needs a little time to get used to the idea. "After?" Beard looks Ted in the eye, making sure he hasn't read this all wrong, before answering him. "The usual." Beard puts the t-shirt on the coffee table, and then pushes the table a little further away from him and Roy to make more room. Ted's eyes widen in a way that makes Beard think he's starting to accept that Beard is genuinely planning on going through with this. "Coach, we've, got company." Roy hasn't moved an inch since Beard came into the room, but he turns his head now, looking between them. It wouldn't be obvious to anyone who didn't know him like Beard has come to over these past few years, but under that ever-skeptical Roy Kent frown, the gears in his head are clearly turning, assessing the situation. There is something dark, too, in Roy's eyes, a tension that's different from the frustration he's been carrying around. He's cautious. That's good. Beard just needs to show him he's got nothing to worry about. Of course, Beard tells Ted, voice steady, glancing at Roy, who's still considering Ted from across the room. Beard gestures at Ted casually, like he's offering a choice of seating arrangements. Guests first. And then Beard turns to Roy, leaning towards his neck, performing a whisper, but making sure Ted can hear every word. Would you like him to help you out? He's got a talent for it, and I know he'd like to. He loves it, especially when you tell him how much you appreciate his services.
You're not actually suggesting, Roy asks, but something stops him in his tracks.
He swallows hard. Fuck. You are. Roy looks up at Ted again, breath heavy as he takes in the sight of him. It's so obvious. Beard's surprised he didn't realize how much Roy wanted this earlier. After a few moments, Roy finally nods, eyes wide and curious. Beard accepts his mute answer with a smile, before turning his attention back on Ted. I'm thinking pants off. Ted only hesitates a second before reaching for his fly. What do you say, Roy? Beard asks.
Yeah. Pants off, Roy echoes, breathless, voice even lower than usual.
Ted looks so open and vulnerable as he steps out of his khakis. Beard loves him like this, on display. No layers to hide behind. No barriers to break down.
Need me to translate that for you, coach? Beard asks, gesturing to Ted's boxers.
No, coach, I got it. He's not as hesitant as before, but he still looks a little awkward as he pulls down his underwear, his exposed cock twitching nervously.
And, knees?
Beard nods. The usual, he repeats.
Fuck,
Roy says again, the awe audible in his voice as he finally lets out a breath. Beard's glad he can appreciate what he's been invited to witness, the glory of it. It confirms his suspicion that this is exactly what Roy needed. Ted gets down slowly and crawls across the floor towards them, carefully, mindful not to hurt his knees on the hardwood floor. There's nothing particularly sensual about it. He's more determined than anything. When Ted makes his way to Roy's legs, Roy freezes at the touch, looking down at Ted, naked and on his knees before him.
Holy fucking shit. Are you sure?
He wants to. Don't worry, Beard tells him. He feels so calm, watching them, so certain that this is right, feels it in his core. Ted hums his agreement into Roy's thigh.
Fuck, Roy says. Guess I'll fucking have what he's having then.
Beard laughs. Stole my line.
Are you implying I'm going to have to fake it? Roy asks.
I'm predicting you're going to sound so good, I'll want him to repeat every little touch, so I can feel something approaching what you did, Beard replies easily. Roy doesn't have a comeback for that one.
I'm just glad you guys don't find the situation too awkward to talk about Nora Ephron movies, Ted chimes in, fiddling with Roy's zipper.
Not sure such a situation exists, coach, Beard tells him, his statement somewhat overshadowed by Roy letting out a loud,
holy fuck,
when Ted grips his dick, releasing it from his jeans.
"It's all right, Coach. I've got you," Ted tells him softly, barely looking up at him. He looks so dazed already. Beard can't help but wonder what he'll look like when they're through with him.
"I can fucking see that," Roy says in a tone that was surely meant to be sarcastic, but which comes out sounding more than a little frantic as Ted begins to stroke him in earnest. Ted drags his hand up Roy's length, thumbing at the head of the tip.
"Didn't think these were common over here. You Jewish, Coach?"
Roy lets out a half-frustrated, half-aroused grunt.
"If we could not discuss my disillusionment with organized religion while you have your hand on my cock, that would be great."
Ted makes a sort of suit-yourself shrug with his shoulders, and then puts his mouth around the tip, before easily swallowing Roy's considerable length down to the hilt.
"Fucking hell," Roy groans.
"Told you he was good at that," Beard deadpans. Roy grows quiet, completely focused on Ted, and Beard is enraptured as he considers them, noticing Roy's body moving slightly with each heavy breath, realizing suddenly that it seems to be in sync with his own. Beard wants to touch himself, but doesn't, knows he wouldn't be able to last for Ted if he did. And he wants to last for Ted more than anything, wants to see him too far gone to even think. Beard can already see it on his face, Ted's eyes closed in concentration, his head bobbing up and down as Roy moans in approval.
"That's good, Coach," Beard praises. "You're doing so good."
Ted keens at the words, letting out a whimper muffled by Roy's cock in his mouth. In an effort to keep his hand occupied, Beard grabs Roy's thigh, and Roy, maybe equally lost for what to do, places his hand over Beard's, threading their fingers together. Beard looks from their hands to Ted and then to Roy, his eyes closed, pain pleasure screwing up his face.
"Can I kiss you, Coach?"
Beard asks him, and Roy nods, letting out a whimpering,
"Yeah, yes, please."
And then Beard's reaching over, cupping his chin, letting his fingers brush against the stubble a little before he leans in. It's a surprisingly chaste kiss at first, gentle and unsure, before Roy finally relaxes against him, his tongue brushing against Beard's own. And then Roy moans, comes like he's coming apart. Beard holds him through his climax, and then lets go, moving away to look at Ted, blissed out, on his knees in front of them. Ted wipes at his mouth.
"Seeing the two of you kiss like that was..." Ted breathes out.
"That was a sight for sore eyes right here." There's a look on Ted's face unlike any Beard's ever seen, a pure, intoxicating wonder lighting up his eyes.
"Right back at you, Coach," Beard tells him.
Roy gently cups Ted's chin, making sure Ted's looking up at him.
"Thank you. That was fucking perfect."
Ted nods, smiling, and then shuffles a little to the side, trying to reach Beard's fly next.
"You sure you don't need anything?" Roy asks. "Like a 10-second fucking break?"
"No, I just need..." Ted breathes out a little desperately. "Please, I just..."
"Of course, Coach," Beard says, more than willing to comply with this particular request, knowing Ted wouldn't ask like this if it wasn't exactly what he needed. Ted shifts on his knees, and when he draws back to move over to Beard, it becomes apparent that he's achingly hard, tip wet with pre-cum.
"Is he allowed to touch himself?" Roy asks.
"He's allowed to do whatever he likes," Beard replies. "This isn't that kind of game."
"Oh," Roy says, starting to come back to life a little. He seems a little lost, so Beard holds his hand again, for his own benefit as much as anything. It's so easy to get lost in Ted's touch, and he's so grateful to have Roy here with him to ground him. He hopes he can do the same for him. Beard puts his other hand in Ted's hair, but he doesn't grip too tightly. Ted might want him to, is certainly working up a pace, suggesting he wouldn't mind a little more roughness. But Beard just wants to feel the softness of Ted's hair at his fingertips, to remind himself that it's really him, even as Beard closes his eyes, leaning his head back, lost completely to the heat of Ted's mouth around him.
"You're so good to me, Coach," Beard says, voice hoarse, like he's been running a marathon. Ted hums appreciatively around him at the words. If Beard could, he'd talk the whole way through it, just to hear Ted make that noise again. But it's the last words he's got left in him, too far gone to say everything he wants to tell him. Ted goes back to the task at hand, cupping his balls and licking along his length. Beard feels an odd sort of pride as Ted drags out moan after moan from him. This is what they were made for, it seems, showing each other their appreciation. When Beard finally comes, Roy clutches his hand a little tighter.
"Fucking hell, I could watch the two of you like that forever," Roy tells them. Beard wouldn't mind that at all, he thinks, and then he reaches for Ted, practically drags him towards himself, barely feels like he has a choice in the matter. He just needs to kiss him, just needs to show him all the thanks he couldn't possibly put into words. Beard's mind also short-circuits when he realizes it isn't just himself, but Roy he can taste on Ted's lips, and he licks hungrily at his mouth, overcome with all the want still left in him, even though he's already so tired and spent. He doesn't ever think he's going to stop wanting him. The couch is too small for the three of them, but they make it work, Ted half-sitting awkwardly across both their laps as he and Beard deepen the kiss. Roy doesn't mind, it seems, and readjusts himself so he can kiss Ted on the neck, propping a hand up to support him, making sure he doesn't fall over in his dazed state.
"Can I touch you?" Beard asks, and Ted just nods, letting out a loud groan when Beard begins to stroke him. He's so hard already, and even though Beard is gentle with him, making sure not to overstimulate him, trying to make it last, it doesn't take long at all.
"Coach, I'm gonna..." Ted manages to croak out, before he's staining Beard's sweats.
"Fucking hell," Roy says, awestruck. "That was fucking hell."
"Couldn't have said it better myself," Beard says, dragging a hand through Ted's hair, before rolling him over, putting Ted in a more comfortable position, and getting off the couch to make room for him.
"It's late. We should probably head to bed. You're staying, right? Roy looks at Ted. Shouldn't he be the one to offer? It's his flat. What's his is mine, Beard states simply. Right, Coach?
Right, Ted answers a little blurrily, looking up at Beard fondly.
Beard looks Roy over. That okay with you? Yeah. All right, he replies with a nod. I'll get some water first. Looks like he could need it.
Roy leans over to give Ted a quick kiss on the forehead before heading for the kitchen. Meanwhile, Beard stays in place, looking Ted over, hair all disheveled, sweat dripping from his forehead, cum dripping down his thigh. Beard picks up the clean t-shirt he'd brought in from the coffee table and throws it to Ted, who manages to catch it, albeit only just, his coordination not all there yet. Here, Coach. Might want to consider showering before you put it on, though. Ted nods, eyes bright and pleased. He looks down at the shirt, playing with the thin cotton. Thanks, Coach. Beard can't help but smile at that. Ted must know he'd do just about anything for him. Anytime. The end.